Good morning. Have you ever had a parent or a teacher say, "Are you listening?" Or maybe they were a little bit upset, and so they said, "What did I just tell you?" But if they really wanted you to listen, or maybe you didn't hear them the first couple times, then they say that, "Rebecca Ellen, then I know I missed something." Or they had something really important for me to hear. Have any of those things ever happened to you? You know, I ask you these questions to remind us that sometimes, just sometimes, we don't always listen. And other times, though we might hear what a person is saying, we don't always act on what they're asking us or telling us to do. And guess what? True confessions. Adults do the same thing. In today's scripture story, Jesus is telling people good news. He's in the synagogue reading a scripture from the prophet Isaiah. He went to the synagogue and he stood up to read it. And it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The good news that we actually hear happening in the scripture is this: people would be able to see clearly. The people who weren't free would be, and everyone would know and remind each other of God's favor and God's love. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? The person that we see making these same things actually happen in Scripture is Jesus. But fulfilling Scripture is not supposed to be a one-time thing or a one-person thing. Jesus was telling the people that he was indeed the Anointed One, the Messiah. But they need to be a part of that fulfillment too, by hearing the scripture and doing it also. This is why Jesus invites us to follow him and learn how to be like him. When we follow Jesus and learn from him, we also learn how to better share God's love, healing, and forgiveness with each other. When we do that, Scripture is being fulfilled even more so. The good news is happening, and God's kingdom is here on earth. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who encourages us and shows us how to be the people that you have called us to be. Help us to share your love and forgiveness every day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.